Watch this. She's in love with you on Tuesday. Wednesday morning, you do one thing, one single thing, and something shifts behind her eyes. Not anger, not sadness, something colder. She doesn't leave that day. She doesn't even bring it up. But 6 months later, when she's walking out the door, that Wednesday moment is the real reason. You think respect erodes slowly, like rust on metal. Wrong. Respect dies in specific moments when you violate principles her biology monitors constantly. And once it's gone, every good thing you do afterward just digs the hole deeper. I'm going to reveal the exact moments men lose female respect and why these moments are irreversible. Not theory, not pickup artist nonsense. The forensic breakdown of how one boundary break erases months of attraction. You think you're being a good partner. Her biology thinks you just failed a test you didn't know you were taking. Here's what nobody tells you about female respect. It doesn't accumulate through kindness. It doesn't build through effort. Respect is granted for one thing only, boundaries held under pressure. You can cook for her every night for 6 months, flowers every Friday, never miss a text. None of that creates respect. But the first time she pushes a boundary and you fold, that single moment erases all of it. Think of respect like structural integrity. A bridge doesn't collapse gradually. It holds perfectly until one critical bolt fails, then the entire structure goes down in seconds. Female respect works the same way. She doesn't slowly lose attraction. She's completely attracted until one specific moment when something inside her clicks off. And here's the devastating part. She usually can't even articulate what happened. She just knows something changed. Pay attention to this part. Her biology is running constant background tests, not conscious tests, instinctive ones. Every time she makes a request, her biology is asking a question. Will he hold his frame or will he break? Every time she expresses an emotion, there's a subtext. Can this man stay solid when I'm in chaos? Every time she criticizes something about you, the real test is, does he need my approval to feel okay about himself? Nice guys think these are opportunities to demonstrate love through accommodation. They're not. They're respect checkpoints. And failing them has consequences that don't show up until it's too late. But here's where it gets dark. The moments that kill respect aren't the obvious ones. You're not losing her because you cheated or lied or turned into an asshole. You're losing her respect in moments you think you're being a good partner. Let me show you exactly how this happens. Let me tell you about Marcus. 31 years old, financial analyst in Denver, meets Lauren at a networking event. The first 4 months are electric. She texts him every morning with paragraphs. Sex 3 to 4 times a week. She tells her friends she finally found someone different. Marcus thinks he's doing everything right because he actually is doing what modern psychology tells men to do. He communicates openly. He's emotionally available. When she's upset, he drops everything to talk. Then comes the moment. They're supposed to have dinner with Marcus's friends from college, plans made 2 weeks ago. That morning, Lauren texts, "I don't really feel like going tonight. Can we just stay in?" Marcus knows his friends are expecting him. He knows one of them is going through a divorce and specifically asked him to be there. But Lauren seems off. So Marcus texts back, "Of course, baby, your comfort matters more. We'll skip it." He cancels on his friends, orders takeout. They watch Netflix. Lauren seems fine. Marcus thinks he made the right choice. Here's what actually happened in that moment. Lauren's biology just recorded a data point. This man will abandon his commitments when I apply mild pressure, not consciously. She didn't sit there thinking, aha, he's weak. But something deep in her psychological operating system just reclassified him. From scarce to abundant access. From has his own frame to will fold his frame into mine. The respect didn't die all at once, but the foundation cracked. 3 weeks later, Marcus notices something. Lauren's texts go from multiple paragraphs at 7 a.m. to three-word replies at 10 p.m. But her Instagram story shows she's been active all day, posting, commenting, engaging. Sex drops from 4 times a week to once every 12 days. When he plans their Friday date nights, she's tired, but posts photos out with girlfriends that same night. The contradiction is surgical. And when Marcus asks what's wrong, she says nothing while her entire energy screams everything. 6 months after that dinner cancellation, Lauren ends it. And here's what she tells him. You're amazing. You're everything I should want. But I just don't feel it anymore. Marcus is devastated. He reviews everything he did wrong. The weird part? He can't find anything. He was attentive, communicative, present. He did everything the culture says women want. That's exactly why she lost respect. Because what she said she wanted and what her biology responds to are completely different programming. Now let's go deeper. Why does this pattern exist? Why would a woman lose attraction to a man who demonstrates care? Because female biology isn't evaluating your kindness, it's evaluating your status and your frame. In evolutionary terms, a man who abandons his tribe for one woman is demonstrating low value. His tribe doesn't need him. He's expendable. A high-value man has commitments other people depend on. When he keeps those commitments despite female pressure, it signals, "This man has a life that doesn't revolve around me." That creates respect. The moment Marcus cancelled on his friends, Lauren's biology registered, "This man has nothing more important than my mild discomfort." Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. The most dangerous thing a man can do is make a woman his priority before she's earned it. Not because it's mean or strategic, because priority without cost means nothing to female biology. When you drop everything for her, you're signaling you have nothing worth dropping. When you rearrange your life around her comfort, you're advertising that your life wasn't that important to begin with. This isn't conscious on her part. She doesn't sit there thinking these thoughts, but her attraction circuitry reads these signals automatically, and it responds by withdrawing respect. Think about this for a second. In nature, the lion chasing the gazelle never catches it. Only the lion that waits, observes, and strikes at the exact moment gets his prey. Female attraction works the same way. Chase, and she runs. Demonstrate that you're outcome independent, that her approval doesn't define your emotional state, and she pursues. This isn't manipulation. This is biology. The man who needs her validation is the man who doesn't have validation from anywhere else. And a man without external validation is a man low on the social hierarchy. And this is where it gets really twisted. Once respect is lost, every attempt to fix things accelerates the decline. Marcus didn't just lose Lauren by cancelling once. He lost her by doubling down on the same behavior that caused the problem. When she pulled back, he pursued harder. When she seemed distant, he asked more questions. What's wrong? Are we okay? What can I do to make you happy? Every question drove her further away, because each question was another data point. This man's emotional state depends on my approval, and nothing kills female attraction faster than emotional dependence, but that's not the full picture. Let me show you the second pattern. I've seen this pattern 1,000 times. The man starts out solid, has his own hobbies, his own friend group, his own goals. Then he falls genuinely in love. And he thinks love means integration. So he stops going to the gym because she wants more time together. He skips his Thursday poker night because she doesn't really like his friends. He shelves his side business because she needs more attention. Each decision feels like love. Each decision is actually respect suicide, because what he's communicating is, "My life has no meaning beyond you." 3 months later, she's criticizing everything. His clothes, his hobbies, his career ambitions. He thinks she's being unsupportive. She's not. She's desperately testing to see if there's anything left worth respecting. Every criticism is a question. Do you still have a center, or did you dissolve into me? When he changes his shirt because she doesn't like it, The answer is clear. When he defends his choice, something different happens. Not agreement, not happiness, but deep subconscious respect. And you know what pisses me off about all this? The entire culture is lying to men about how female attraction works. Every magazine, every therapist, every relationship expert says the same garbage. Communicate more, be more vulnerable, put her needs first, happy wife, happy life. Men follow that advice to the letter, then end up divorced and confused because nobody tells them the truth. Female respect isn't triggered by accommodation. It's triggered by non-accommodation, by boundaries that don't move, by a frame that doesn't bend. The cultural narrative says women want emotional availability. What women's biology actually responds to is emotional autonomy. The culture says women want men who prioritize them. What generates attraction is being with a man whose life is so valuable that she has to earn priority. The advice is backwards, deliberately backwards, and it's destroying millions of relationships because men keep doing exactly what they're told, then watching their women lose respect in real time. As if biology negotiates with social conditioning. As if evolution cares about progressive values. As if 300,000 years of mate selection suddenly reversed in the last 40 years. It's insane. And the cost is real relationships falling apart while men follow rules that guarantee failure. Now watch what happens when you understand this. The solution isn't to become an asshole. It's not to ignore her or treat her badly. The solution is to maintain your frame regardless of her emotional weather. She's upset. You can be present without absorbing her chaos. She makes a request. You can consider it without automatic compliance. She tests a boundary. You hold it calmly without anger or explanation. This isn't manipulation. This is having a psychological center that doesn't move based on her approval. Pay attention to this next part. Most men lose respect trying to prevent conflict. They think agreement equals harmony. It doesn't. Agreement without genuine alignment equals resentment. When you say yes but mean no, she feels it. When you change your behavior to avoid her disapproval, she registers it. And what she learns is that your boundaries are negotiable, that your frame is for sale, that pressure works. So she applies more pressure. Not because she's manipulative, because she's biologically wired to test until she finds something solid. And here's what'll really blow your mind. The moment that kills respect isn't the compromise itself. It's the energy behind it. You can change plans for her. You can skip the gym one day. You can adjust your schedule. None of that kills respect if your frame stays solid. But if the reason you change is to avoid her disapproval, she feels it. If you're seeking her validation through compliance, her biology registers it. The boundary isn't about the specific action. It's about whether your emotional center depends on her approval. Here's the brutal truth most men don't want to hear. Female respect is not maintained through relationship effort. It's maintained through outcome independence. The man who secretly needs the relationship to work loses. The man who wants it to work but would genuinely be okay if it didn't wins. Not because he cares less, because his self-worth doesn't depend on her staying. And female biology is calibrated to detect this difference with ruthless precision. This is where everything changes. The implications of this aren't just about one relationship. They're about how you structure your entire life. If you've abandoned your friends, you need them back. If you've quit the gym, you need to return. If you've shelved your ambitions, you need to resurrect them. Not as strategy, not to make her jealous, but because a man without a life outside his relationship has nothing to offer inside it. Women don't want to be your whole world. They want access to a world that's already complete. Let me show you what this looks like in practice. I had a client whose girlfriend constantly pressured him to skip his Saturday morning gym sessions. Don't you want to spend time with me? Every Saturday, the same test. He tried explaining, "The gym is important to me, it's not about you." She pushed back. Finally, he stopped explaining. He just went. No anger. No defensiveness. Just consistency. First two Saturdays, she was cold when he returned. Third Saturday, something shifted. She stopped asking. Fourth Saturday, she told her friends she loves that he's so disciplined. The action didn't change. His frame around the action did. And that's what she responded to. Think about this carefully. The men who maintain female respect long-term aren't the most accommodating. They're the most consistent. They have boundaries that don't move based on emotional weather. They have priorities that exist whether she approves or not. They have a frame that doesn't collapse under pressure. And here's the paradox. The less a man needs a woman's approval, the more she gives it. The more outcome independent he is, the more she invests in the outcome. Not because she's playing games, because her biology is designed to pursue what feels scarce and devalue what feels abundant. Now you understand why she loses respect. It's not what you did wrong. It's what you did right according to programming that's designed to fail. Every time you prioritized her comfort over your commitments, you lost equity. Every time you sought her approval, you decreased her attraction. Every time you folded your frame into hers, you demonstrated that your frame wasn't worth defending. The moments were small, the cumulative effect is total, and by the time you see the problem, months of damage have already accumulated. Here's the final revelation nobody wants to say out loud. The woman you lost respect from isn't coming back. Not because you're unworthy, because respect, once lost in this specific way, doesn't regenerate. You can't negotiate attraction. You can't logic someone into respecting you. You can't make up for failed tests with better performance on future tests. The data is recorded. The algorithm has already processed it, and her biology has already classified you into a category that doesn't generate respect. This is why the get her back advice always fails. You're not getting her back. You're trying to change biological categorization that's already locked in, which means there's only one real move. Become the man who doesn't lose respect in the first place. Not for her, not for the next woman, for you. Build a life so solid that no single person's approval threatens the structure. Develop boundaries so clear that tests bounce off automatically. Create a frame so strong that emotional weather doesn't collapse it. Do this and something changes. Women stop feeling like unpredictable chaos. They start feeling like a pattern you can read. Because the pattern was never about them. It was always about whether you had something solid they were interacting with. If this connected, you know what to do. Subscribe so you don't miss what comes next, because we're just getting started on how deep this really goes, and share this with one man who needs to hear it. Sometimes the hardest truths are the ones that actually set you free.